One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. And they're both assholes. Asher Brothers Podcast coming every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. Kirk and Kyle Asher sitting around gabbing, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. It's the Asher Brothers Podcast.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Asher Brothers Podcast. This is Kirk. Kyle is not here yet. He will be here in a minute, in spirit. In a clip from Season 4, Episode 21, is Paris Burning from NYPD Blue Balls. I know that I try to bring you stuff that isn't NYPD Blue related that's recorded during those sessions on here, and we didn't really get a lot, but there's a very, very short 2-minute clip about the Snyder Cut, which I'll let you hear our opinions on that when we get there. But I did want to drop an episode really quick to let you know about some changes coming up in terms of, well, not the podcast really, but myself, I guess. I'm starting to stream on Twitch, if that catches your fancy. I'm going to be on it Mondays and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific time, and then hopefully on Wednesdays from 8 to 10 Pacific time, just playing through some games and talking with some folks. So if that's something you are interested in, you could check me out on Twitch. The name is Kirk Has Glasses, which is the same as all of my social media accounts. If I'm on it, it's Kirk Has Glasses, and I'd like to see you there. I doubt we have a whole lot of diehard Asher Brothers Podcast fans that are still listening to the show, as it is the spottiest thing that's ever existed, because we kind of stepped away from it to do NYPD Blue Balls. But thank you for listening to this if you have. Thank you for listening to this if you've ever listened to Asher Brothers Podcast or NYPD Blue Balls or even Apathetic Gentlemen. I don't know if we have any of those listeners still around, but thank you very much. The clip that you are about to hear is, like I said, from Season 4, Episode 21, is Paris Burning. It's us talking about the Snyder Cut, just a quick joke that turns into an aside about the DC and Marvel movies, and what we like and dislike about them. It's not very long. It's mostly just an excuse to have an Asher Brothers Podcast to give you the news that I'm streaming on Twitch, Kirk Has Glasses, Mondays and Sundays, 7 to 12, and Wednesdays, 8 to 10, all Pacific time. Thank you once again for letting me pimp my nonsense that you probably won't pay attention to anyway. And thank you very much for listening to the show. It's been on for a very, very long time. It is now 2020, the year 2020. And this started in the year 2012. 8 years this has been around in some way, shape, or form. And that is absolutely insane. Thank you for listening to this and ever supporting it. Thank you very much. Anyway, here's me and Kyle talking nonsense about the Snyder Cut. Hashtag release the Snyder Cut.
Oh, it's Man of Steel and Justice League all the time.
Hey, man, we're looking for that Snyder Cut, because that's gonna fix it. I mean, this is a quick...
It would be interesting to see Snyder's Cut.
I think... here's what's gonna happen. Because thanks to Jason Momoa...
Well, what's gonna happen?
Thanks to Jason Momoa, in an interview, he said the Snyder Cut is real. Zack Snyder paid for the special effects to get done himself, and it's way better than Justice League. So there's going to be enough bullshit behind it that it gets somewhat released or leaked. We're going to watch it, and we're going to go, huh, that was kind of better, and then we're going to fucking forget about it. That's all that's going to happen.
Or they're going to give Snyder another chance.
No, they're not going to give Snyder another chance. After the Joker movie, I'm thinking DC is just going to start going back to what it should have been. They make movies that sometimes they're in their own universe, sometimes they're connected to others, but they're not trying to Marvel because they can't fucking do it. They don't know how. Because fucking the Joker...
Yeah, they have to just... what they should have been is just dark. Like, do it the way, like, it was like Dark Knight, or it was like fucking... You could combine them, but this is a different podcast. But you can combine them and make, and you can like have cross universes and shit. But it's not. Don't make it all CG and bright like Marvel. Make it darker, like the Dark Knight was and the Joker was. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think they would have a lot more traction if it was more practical effects and stuff like that, because the Marvel stuff, while it's somewhat cool, like sometimes when I watch it, it's just like, okay, so big up on the special effects department that was spending weeks and weeks and weeks just making this shit happen. But it's not.
Yeah, like it can't be hard to act for Robert Downey Jr. when you're just like standing there looking at a camera. Because, like, that's, like, you're in the Iron Man suit. You're not doing shit. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, back to the show.
One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. Asher Brothers Podcast coming every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives. Their lives, their shitty little lies. Wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. One's a baller, one's a scholar. But they're both assholes. Cooking Kyle Asher sitting around gabbing, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lies, their shitty little lies. Wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. Sit down, get back.